There's large-scale asbestos pipes in the ground, some of them 4-inch, some of them 5-inch. They have been deteriorating for the last number of years. I've been continuously raising it with Donegal County Council and Irish Water. But over the last number of days, there have been households without water periodically since last Thursday. I have been speaking with Irish Water in regards to it. They are not at this point committing to any further investment. I have sought a meeting with the regional manager of Irish Water to discuss and to explain the difficulties and problems that are in that area. And I will be demanding from Irish Water that they come up front with funding as a matter of absolute urgency to eradicate the massive problems that are in that area. The substandard service delivery that the people of Derrynconner, Glashahoo and Mina Clady are receiving from Irish Water. And I will be looking for funding forthwith as a matter of urgency to replace large-scale pipes to the tune of 2 or 3 kilometres in that specific area to eradicate the problems.
In many ways, there's two issues here. On the one hand, you have the actual standard of supply that's coming from the pipes. On the other hand, you have the pipes themselves. As you say, there's asbestos in them. And we know there have been commitments in the past to replace old asbestos pipes, replace old lead pipes and replace them with more modern infrastructure. So on both counts, there should be investment here, you'd argue.
Well, absolutely. The situation is that when the leaks are currently being replaced with new plastic piping, the water is of such a substandard standard because of the asbestos that is flowing through them and the dirt and muck that is getting into the pipe network, that the water is effectively undrinkable for a number of days after the pipe replacement takes place. So the only solution to this problem is that Irish Water do replace the pipes on a large-scale basis. Credit must go to the team on the ground, the former Donegal County Council, now Irish Water employees, who have been working night and day this past week to try to ensure that there is as little disruption as possible. But they are effectively trying to replace pipes that are crumbling in the ground, and it is unfair on those, and it is totally unfair on the people who are in receiving water from Irish Water. And it is imperative at this stage that Irish Water come up front with funding, replace the pipes, get rid of the asbestos pipes that are crumbling and that are causing, in my opinion, dangers to people's health through the substandard water that they are receiving. And I will be calling on Irish Water in the strongest possible terms to start this pipe replacement as a matter of absolute urgency. And I will be telling them and explaining to them the problems that are there. Not alone is the pipe network being destroyed, but investment that has taken place in that area over the last number of years in regards to the road network. The road has been dug up in various locations because of the destroying of the pipes, and the road network is now suffering as a result of it. So Irish Water have an obligation here